Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 6, Mishnah 3. The Mishnah begins. Amara l'kayin gadol. If, let's say, a widow is betrothed to a kayin gadol, high priest, gusha v'chalutza l'kayin hadyut. If a divorcee or a chalutza, a woman had chalitza performed on her, is betrothed to a kayin hadyut, a regular kayin, mina erusin, says Mishnah, even if they're just connected via betrothal, there isn't actual marriage, but truma, they already become disqualified from eating truma, because these women are not allowed to marry these people, and just being mikudeshes, just being betrothed to them, prohibits a person from eating truma. Truma is only eaten by a kayin who's an appropriate kayin. Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon, Machshirin, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon say it's kosher, because they do not become disqualified from eating truma, unless they actually have the actual marriage, nisuin, and then they become disqualified from eating truma. This armelin is garshu. Let's say these women became widowed or divorced from these kohanim, from the kohen gadol, the high priest, or one of the kohanim hedyotim, mina nisuim psulis. If the divorce or the widowhood was from actually having nisuim, from being properly married to these people, they become invalidated and disqualified, and therefore they can never eat truma. Min ha'erusin ksheris. But if all there was a betrothal, there was never a consummation of the marriage, halachas, they don't become chalalis, they don't become tainted people, and therefore the halacha is once the person that they're engaged to, that they're betrothed to, becomes, once that person becomes, is no longer their husband, they're divorced, or they're widowed, the halacha is they can eat truma. Let's see Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah says, Kain gadol la'isu amana. A kain gadol is prohibited from marrying an amana widow, bein amina mina erusin, whether she was widowed only from betrothal, bein amina mina suin, whether she was widowed from nisuin, from actual marriage. The Mishnah says he's not even allowed to marry a baigeres. A baigeres is a girl that's 12 and a half and older. That's prohibited. Because it says by the Kohen Gadol, Kim Besulahu Isha Bimsula Yikach, he has to marry a woman that's considered a full virgin. A baigeres already, a woman that's 12 and a half, some of her virginity may no longer be 100% the way it was. And therefore he has to marry someone that's a Nara. A Nara is a girl between the ages of 12 and 12 and a half. However, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Machshirin, Rabbi Geres, both Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon hold that he may marry a boy Geres, and they learn Besulim in a different way. It just means she has to be a virgin. She wasn't married previously. So Mishnah continues, La'isas Mukaseitz, a Kohen Gadol cannot marry a woman who's a Mukaseitz. A Mukaseitz is a woman who lost her virginity through some type of accident, not through intimacy. Says the Mishnah, Eras es ha'almana. Let's say, while he was a Kohen Hedyot, while he was a simple Kohen, he had betrothal to a amana, to a widow. Then ismanali is kain gadol, and then in the interim he was appointed to be a kain gadol before he has does nisuim, before he actually marries her. Says the Mishnah, yichnais is prohibited for him. It's permitted, sorry, for him to marry her, since when he was mekadosh, when he betrothed her, it was behetar, it was with permissibility. Halacha is he's permitted. Says the Mishnah, umaisa bi Yeshua ben Gamal. There was a story of Yehoshua with Yeshua ben Gamal. Shakidas is marsa bas baisus, that he betrothed marsa bas baisus when she was an amana widow. And the king appointed him in the interim to be a kohen gadol. And he actually married her. Concludes the Mishnah. A woman that's waiting for Yibum, that she's waiting to have Yibum done from her husband's brother, who's a kohen, a simple kohen. And his manly is kohen gadol. And now he's appointed to be a kohen gadol before he does the Yibum. Even if in the interim he did Mamer, which is that he put a ring on her finger and said, Arayat Mikudashasli, Arayzala Yichnais, he's not allowed to marry her, and he can't do Yibum, because she's an Amana, she's a widow. Kain Gadol Shamei Sachir, a Kain Gadol whose brother died without children, so therefore she falls to Yibum, to the Kain Gadol, the high priest, Allah has asked to do Chalitza, but he cannot do Yibum because she's an Amana. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming Yantif.